A power luncheon for women in the marijuana business happened on Friday in one of Seattle's highest locations, top of the Columbia Tower. Dozens of women in the cannabis business gathered to talk shop and recipes. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
A.C. Braddock is CEO of Eden Labs, which makes extraction equipment. These days, 90% of her business is from clients making high-potency marijuana concentrates.
Pretty much all of our clients are men, which is great. I love men. Nothing wrong with men. But my interaction with women over the years has become smaller and smaller until this group.
Braddock says the women entrepreneurs at this lunch really do bring a different vision for legal marijuana in Washington. It's not just about the potency.
Creating products that are more palatable for people who just don't want to get really, really stoned. You know, it's for patients, and it's more of a champagne instead of an Everclear, you know, kind of mentality.
There are audible sighs in this audience as Braddock describes a recent tasting event that featured blackberry kush marijuana extract paired with chocolate-filled raspberries. Over lunch, women who are seeking licenses under I-502 trade visions of their future retail stores. Stesha Reese says she's trained as a sommelier and plans to create a pairings menu for her retail store in Everett. One product will be sorbet called Tangerine Dream.
So we're going to work on infusing that sorbet and making it with that so it has that same smell. We'll use fresh tangerine juice and then we'll do the extraction process and add it in.
It being a strain of marijuana that complements the tangerine flavor. These women say they have the investments they need and lots of great ideas. Their biggest concern now is having an adequate supply of legal marijuana after opening day. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.